What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He's a young quarterback by birth certificate, not by the tape. You know, the guy's playing extremely well. You could tell how much they think he's playing, you know, so good by the volume of their offense and the things they trust him to do. And he's come through for them in a big way, and he's tough to handle.
That's the voice of Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator of the Eagles. I love that line. Jaden Daniels is a rookie by birth certificate only.
It's perfect. That's a great way to put it.
G&D, welcoming you back. The show's brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condorian Murad. They're going to help you update your last will and testament, set up a revocable trust for you and your family, schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys by visiting kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We're giving away Caps tickets at 4 o'clock in 1 hour. They're the best team in hockey. The Commanders are on the precipice of a Super Bowl, which is hilarious. And the Capitals are the best team in the NHL, which is also unexpected and awesome. Danny, Friday, we are in Bethesda.
Caddies on Cordell and Grant and Danny on Cordell. We will be hanging out one of the iconic sports bars in the D.C. area, right in the heart of Bethesda, right there, just off the strip off Wisconsin Avenue. That is a long-standing Maryland hangout. We will be there. Let's blow it out. Let's have fun.
I watched. Thank you, big voice guy. I watched a Caps playoff game there with a bunch of people from our staff, Dar and Bodie, to date us a little bit. This has been so many years ago. But I think Marcus Johansson was still playing. I don't know why I remember him specifically.
First time or second time?
Probably the first time.
First time.
Yeah. And Braden Holtby misplayed a puck out of the net. I remember being livid about that. I want to say it was against the Rangers, but I'll have to do some digging. But yeah, that's a great bar, a lot of TVs. It's going to be fun, so come on out on Friday to Caddy's in Bethesda. Let's get to the rude guest hotline, though. I don't want to make our dignitary of a guest wait any longer. He is a Hall of Famer, ladies and gentlemen, and you will recognize his voice, an icon covering D.C. sports in this town, and a guy that I'm very happy and honored to share the press box with from time to time on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Please welcome to the program, Mr. David Aldridge.
Round of applause.
DA, what's up, brother? How are you?
I am doing great, fellas. How are you?
Well, I saw you pretty chopping good. It up in a video with Magic Johnson having some yucks after the game the other night. You know, Magic Johnson, Commanders on the way to the Super Bowl, just normal stuff, DA.
I was saying this last night to somebody. I didn't tweet it because I thought, it's Twitter, so nobody will, it'll come across as snarky or rude. And it really isn't meant to be that way because I liked both of these guys very much. But I said, do you realize that 2 years ago and last year, there was serious discussion going on in this town about whether you could build a team around Taylor Heinicke or Sam Howell? Like, serious discussion. Not just, people were really like, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, look at their intangibles. Like, really hard, long discussions about those two guys. and you compare them, and they're good people, but you compare them to the guy that's playing quarterback now, and it's like, it's hard to believe that that was actually a thing in this city a couple of years ago. It's really, really weird, really weird.
Yeah, like almost not even the same sport, come to think of it. But, David, can you go to just the fact, again, the sentence that Grant uttered, where it's like, you know, David Aldridge covering the local Washington 53, talking to Magic Johnson, who's one of the owners. Like, this is all so surreal for so many of us. Each new detail is more surprising and dreamlike than kind of the last. Going to the people that are kind of behind the scenes here, just sort of establishing this culture, which is, you know, not just in name only, as previous regimes have been, no disrespect to them, but some, just thinking about how different everything is from top to bottom. It's not just lip service.
It really is. I mean, it's not, look, Jaden is responsible for a lot of this, right? Like, the lion's share of it, I don't want to put a percentage on it, but none of this happens if they don't have Jaden Daniels. We all understand how special he is. You know, if you've been, the people that have been following him all year know how special this is. But they did a lot of other things right too. And one of the things they did right is the things they didn't do. They didn't throw a bunch of money in draft picks to bring Brandon Ayuk in here. No disrespect to Brandon Ayuk. Which they could have done, which would have been the easy play, would have won the press conference. See, they're trying to win right now. They're trying to do everything to win. And they didn't do that. They kept their powder dry. They said, no, our receiver room is good. You know, and we all kind of went, are you sure about that besides Terry? And they went, yeah, we're sure. And you saw what Noah Brown did before he got hurt. And since he got hurt, De'Ami Brown has picked up and been sensational, like sensational in the playoffs. Like, so they knew the room. They knew their locker room before the rest of us probably did. And the people that they've brought in, not just the obvious people, like, you know, Bobby Wagner is a Hall of Famer and has Hall of Fame credentials and he's a gravitational guy. People want to be around him. They want to listen to him. They want to hear what he has to say about things. And so he has swag and sway in that locker room, but it's not just that. It's Allegretti, who's been hurt all year and, you know, has played through injuries all year. It's bringing in Biotis from Dallas. Like, and staying with Andrew Wiley when a lot of people thought they should get rid of Andrew Wiley. And they didn't. They kept them. And, you know, that line and putting Brandon Coleman, a third round pick, in a tackle and saying, no, he's our left tackle. No, he's our left tackle now. And everybody going, what are you, got to go sign somebody? And they went, no, we got a guy. We drafted a guy. And so all of these things that they do, they've been right so much more than they've been wrong. It's so telling about, as you talked about, the culture that they're building in. They bring in people that fit what they want to do. And it's been revelatory. It's been an eye-opener for me, really, watching them put this team together on the fly, basically. You know, they all are new here, too, right? Peters is new. Dan Quinn's new. The whole staff is new. You know, Lance Newmark was now going to New York, but he was here for a minute. You know, he was in the draft room, you know, so he was new. So, but they put together a team that's much better than we all thought it was going to be if we're all being honest with ourselves.
Well, that's what I want to pick up on, actually, because where I was going to go next is better than they thought it was going to be. I mean,
sure.
Let's be honest. Like, and I've talked to a couple people with the team about this, but it's very obvious when you see some of the reactions and the sellies and the videos and all that, and you're seeing it from the bowels of the stadium after these games with the owners. The goal this year was essentially to not stink. You know, to develop themselves into being a tough team to play that the fan base was proud of, and to kind of solidify the foundation and come out of this thing feeling like Jaden Daniels was the answer. This is all
Absolutely,
bonus
yeah.
to that, but like, there's no yeah. way that they thought they'd be here, and they're kind of acknowledging that. I love that element of this story.
Right. No, that's absolutely right, Grant. I mean, they will acknowledge that this was not they did not expect to be 14-5 in the NFC Championship game. No, they did not. That was not the expectation. That was not the goal. As much as they can say, you know, Dan Quinn got up and said, we're here to win a Super Bowl. Nobody really believed that in year one. Like, that was 2026 maybe, right? Like, if we're being honest, that was like, you know, 2 years from now when they've had three drafts, you know, with their stamp on it, and they've brought in 18 to 24 people through the draft that are their guys, and they have the quarterback, and then you make the run, right? And then your window's open. So yeah, no, absolutely. They didn't know this was coming. It always speaks to a few things. Number one, the coaching's been really good. Cliff Kingsbury's been really good. We don't hear much about the Cliff anymore, right? Like everybody said was going to happen, didn't happen. If it happened, it was brief. He fixed it. He's been unbelievable. I can't believe, the reason why he's not a head coach is because they're still in the playoffs, but I will be shocked if he's not a head coach somewhere next year. Like, I don't know what else he can do to show that he's ready to get another shot at this thing. Joe Witt's been terrific. That unit has been up and down, but they're up at the right time. And, you know, for three quarters of the season, they weren't producing many turnovers. Well, they are now. Lots of them and important ones. The coaching's been good. The quarterback has been better than we all thought he would be. And I think most of us thought he was going to be pretty good. But I go back to the offensive line and the receiver room, because those were the two kind of flashing lights, yeah. Right? I think most of us would say maybe cornerback, you know, before they got Lattimore, that was a flashing light. But Famer still's been everything they said he was going to be, you know, in terms of impact. And Lattimore really picked it up last week and played very well, I thought. So, what they got out of those two rooms is remarkable. The O-line room and the wide receiver room, because I didn't know if they'd be able to score enough points, even with Daniels. Because I just think, well, who's he throwing? They're going to double Terry and take everything else away. Who's he going to throw to? And how is he going to have enough time to throw to people? You know, and so the route that he threw to Brown, that's a long developing route. That took a long time. Like, you have to have a lot of time to throw that ball and put enough air under it for Brown to catch it. And it just speaks to the belief they had in those guys, and those guys have come through for them.
David Aldridge with us here on Grant and Danny. You mentioned Cliff Kingsbury, and I was one of the annoying people, David, that now looks foolish in some people's eyes, but I was simply acknowledging, hey, this is happening. This has happened before, whereas offenses have gotten worse. We've got a few game stretch here where it doesn't look as good. I'm looking for some changes. And I think you said this very well. To his credit, those changes happened. After Terry McLaurin lined up on the left side, didn't have any targets for 99% of that Philadelphia game, he's now moved around. He's now getting more looks and is more involved. We don't go those, you know, quarters and halves and games at a time where he doesn't get chances, doesn't get looks. I give Cliff a lot of credit for kind of making that adjustment. It feels like that's kind of an underrated story here, is it was going downhill for a minute and they stopped it. That, to me, is kind of one of the underlying stories of the season.
I think, again, yes. The adjustments that the coaches have made, what they've done at halftimes, and that's more on the defensive side thing than the offensive side, but it matters. Like, there were halves where they were getting gassed, and then they fixed it, right? And they stopped it, and they adjusted. So they've been good in game. They've been good during the week. I'm thinking about, is there a game where I really thought they got out-coached this year? Like, I'm sure somebody will come up with one, but I can't think of one where they just got out-coached.
The home Dallas game was the only one I remember feeling that way about.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't play well in that game, right? And so you could make the argument that was they didn't have them ready to play, or they didn't adjust, or whatever it was, you know, whatever you want to say about it. Yeah, that's one. But other than that, like, I don't think they've been out-coached in any game this year. Like, I can't think of one where somebody just did something that they never fixed on the field or never tried to fix. Cliff Kingsbury has done a great job, I think. I mean, the game plan they had last week, and I love Lions fans all of a sudden. 15-2, we're the best team in the league, and after they lose, well, we had all these injuries. How could we possibly win a game at home after having 2 weeks off? What do you want from us? You know, like, it's insane. They had every answer for everything Detroit tried defensively. Like, whatever Detroit did, if they went played zone, they killed the zone. If they played man, they killed the man. If they rushed three, they killed the defense in the back. If they blitzed, they killed the defense up front. And again, Jaden's got a lot to do with that, but it's executing and having the right play called against the defense. And having the ability to get to that play if that wasn't the original play. They were really good. Like, they were really good offensively last week.
David, I'm ask a question to ask a question. What was the first time you covered sports?
You mean professionally?
Yeah.
1987.
Okay. So I asked that for a reason, right?
Yeah.
This is the most unlikely run, maybe, that I've seen in terms of where they were 1 year ago to where they are today. Is there anything that you can think of that looks like this in the way of an overnight renaissance?
Oh, I think 19-31 in 2019.
But at least that team had been, that roster was really good.
Had been just playoff competitive.
I mean, like, well, 1 year ago, they were the second worst team in the league.
Yeah, that's fair. But I mean, that team was going nowhere.
True.
You know that. Like, they were getting napalmed every night when they went to the bullpen.
Danny and I walked, true story. We walked down Half Street because our boss told us, hey, we need someone there in case Davey gets fired, basically.
Dude, I've said this, you know, because it's true. They played the Cubs. The Cubs came in for weekend series. And I don't think it was 19-31, but it was close to that. I went out there to fire Davey Martinez. That was what I was going to do that night. I was going to write a column saying they have to fire Davey Martinez. This has to end now.
Yeah.
And I went and talked to Joe Madden, who was the manager of the Cubs at the time, who was Davey's guy, mentor. You know, he was his bench coach. He's been in Chicago for many years, right? Davey was. And I told him, I said, look, I can't not fire this guy tonight. And he said, look, I know you have a job to do, but I'm telling you, it's better over there than you think. If you give it another 2 weeks and they're not any good in 2 weeks, then you can fire him. He literally said that to me.
No way. Like, Joe Madden.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't say you can fire him. He said it will be better in 2 weeks, and if it isn't, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
You know, like, but he said they got more there than you think, and that when they get, he said when they get Rendon back, they will be better. And because remember, Rendon was hurt the first part of the season.
Sure.
And I said, all right, you're Joe Madden, and I'm not. That's smart. And I didn't fire him that night. And I'm so glad I didn't, because I would have looked like a moron. Because I came back and won the World Series that year, you know? So it just goes to show you, nobody knows anything, guys. Nobody knows anything.
Well, to that point, David, that was right before, I'm looking at it now. They lost four, remember that was that four-game sweep in New York where they got walked off, the bullpen blew a couple different games. So, I didn't have a column anywhere. I was just writing that to my friends every day, you know? Like, that would have reflected public sentiment. One more before we let you jump here, at least. Philadelphia is really good. They're a different challenge than Detroit. Defensively, they may be the best in the NFL. If not, they're 1, 2, 3 somewhere in there. Vic Fangio is really good at coordinating defense that bothers opponent offenses. It's been a slog both times until, you know, the kind of that explosion in the second half this past time that Philadelphia and Washington played. But what kind of chance do you give them? The line has gone from 4.5 to now Philadelphia favored by 6.5 at home. It's going to be cold. Just what do you think?
I got two questions, and I don't have the answer to either of them right now, but they're pretty obvious ones. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen anybody stop Saquon Barkley all year, right? I mean, it's not like the Commanders are the only team that he's run crazy against.
I was going to say, you've seen everybody. Him run for 296 yards.
Yeah, you got a great seat for that.
In two games.
Yeah, yeah, he's crushed everybody, okay? So it's not a Commander's problem. It's an NFL problem, right? So I don't know how they stop that. And I don't know how they block Jalen Carter and Jordan. I don't know how they do it. Like, I don't know how they do it. And especially without Cosme in the lineup. That just is, it's brutal. That defensive line is insanely good. And it would be difficult enough if you had all of your offensive line healthy, but without your best offensive lineman, like, I don't know how they get enough push to run enough to control the clock, because you got to control the clock against the Eagles, right? Again, it's the same thing with the Lions and with the Buccaneers. The best defense is keeping those guys on the sideline. Well, how do you keep them on the sideline if you can't run the football? You have to be able to run the football, at least some. Like, if you get 180, great, but you have to do something when you try to run the ball. And those are my two questions, and those are the two things that they got to figure out this week, because I don't know what the answer is to either of them. But if you don't accomplish both of those things, you can't win the game. And those are the two things they got to figure out. How do you do those two things to give yourself a chance to win the game. Because if you give, we've all seen it, but like you have to be willfully stupid at this point to not see if they're in the game in the fourth quarter, five can win the game for them. Doesn't matter who they're playing. If they're within a touchdown or less, that guy can win the game for them. So the goal is to get to the fourth quarter, not down 17 points.
It's amazing that, yeah, you got a rookie who's going to make you right as long as you can just keep him in the game long enough to. Hey, D.A., yeah. We appreciate you. I will see you at the link on Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks very much. Appreciate
you will.
It.
Thank David you, Aldridge, always love having him on the program. We're giving away Caps tickets right at 4 o'clock. And Austin Eckler joins the show for his weekly Tuesday appointment presented by IT Cadre, the Commanders running back, who was impossible to tackle for whatever reason. I'm going to ask him, did he put Vaseline all over himself? What was he wearing exactly? What did he do? Did he sleep in butter the night before?
Just take a stick of butter, start rubbing on his pads?
Has anyone ever been harder to tackle?
He was elusive.
I mean, there were so many lions just sliding off of him all night long. He joins us at 5 on The Fan. Next, I've got a spelling challenge for the guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 4 o'clock, we're giving away Caps tickets, and at 5 o'clock, Austin Eckler's on the show, presented by IT Cadre. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Darris, I need some game show music, please, at your disposal. I've got a bell here. I will hit the bell if you are wrong.
Oh.
If you don't hear a bell, it means you're right and you win. The way we're going to play the game is, can you spell the word Eagles? Can you spell the word Eagles? It's a very complicated word. It is a difficult word to spell. Just ask the mayor of Philadelphia, who cannot, apparently, spell the word Eagles. We found out the hard way.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
So, Danny, it's your turn to try to spell the word Eagles.
I want to spell the word correctly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Eagles. E. This is where it gets. A.
So far, you're doing better than the mayor of Philadelphia.
G. L. E. S.
No bell?
Nailed it.
Danny spelled
it correctly. I nailed it with a little self-vomit, too, in there. I hate him so much.
Darris, I'm going to let you go next. Now, it's tough. You think it's easy. It's actually tricky. Listen to the mayor here, because she had some issues with the first few letters of Philadelphia and the word Eagles.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
You can hear her there realize she messed up, I think.
But why?
There's one moment where she went,
So the E-L, I'm like, okay.
It's the L.
She said the wrong word.
Yeah, it's the L.
She meant A. Wrong letter, I guess. Mm-hmm. It would be. But then the next one's wrong, too. Does she say S after L?
No,
let
she
me
G's.
Hear you all say E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
E?
She almost says S before the second E. She starts on S. E! Having a tough time.
Oh, boy. This is definitely one of the biggest moments in radio of my life.
Yeah, this is tough.
This is very tough. Especially because we were at the stadium where they spell it a lot.
They spell it a
ton. You
can
find that word everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. They make sure you know how to spell it. All right, so it's E.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the next letter would be A.
Yep.
Not L?
No, not L. No.
Okay.
No.
E.
That'd be A. EA. EA Sports. No, not EA Sports. Sorry.
It's in the game.
EA. G.
Mm-hmm. Eag. Oh, yeah. That's right.
L.
Okay.
L, which is what we're going to give them on Sunday.
Oh.
E.
Oh. Huh. Talking a little trash.
What was that?
Look at this tough guy from Detroit over here doing a podcast. He's going to go on with the junkies next week.
If he runs 10 times, he's going to the medical tent.
And you and your veteran injured quarterback are going to play my team? You and your defense that gave up 40?
You got no idea what's in store for you.
The last letter was S? Because it's plural, right?
Yep.
Darris.
It's more than one. There it is. It's more than one eagle.
Eagles. You did better than the mayor. The
multiple
mayor struggled
eagles
to spell Eagles when she got her opportunity.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
So she does botch two letters.
Yeah. Because I think that she recovers.
She does, but after the S, so after the G, it should be an L after that. She does not, E-A-G-L, yes. The sec that L, the it's not an L. Listen.
E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
That's not an L. That's an S.
Oh, my God.
She says two things wrong. She says E-L.
Yeah.
G-S. And then what are the E-S again? So she spelled
E-L.
Elgesel.
G.
Elgesel. E-L-G-S-E-S. I think. Play it one more time.
E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
And if I really want to get picky, the G sounds like a Z. Now I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, because there's no Z in the word, and it seems like she's mixing up letters more than she's saying letters that aren't in the word.
So the kindest interpretation is I'm going to not give her the false start. It would be a false start penalty in game. They'd back you up 5 yards, right? Because she went like half of an L. I'll even discount that. It's just E-L-G-E-S. is what she ends up with.
That's the kindest you could do. I think you could say that she says ELZS for Eagles. How do you spell Eagles? ELZS.
Elzols.
Right. Elzol Radio.
ELZS. Eagles.
There is no G there. A G has a sound to it. J. There's a J in there, like a J sound. J. Jumper. Jubilant. J. There's no sound. There's a Z. I'm changing my opinion.
Ooh.
She says ELZS.
ELZS. Eagles.
Am I wrong?
I think it's a G. I think it's a G.
It just doesn't sound like one?
I think it's the only... because here's what happened. She realized...
What happened was she couldn't spell
Eagles. Well, I'm aware of that. But in the middle of spelling it, she's going, I am off. I am so off the reservation here. I have a landing zone, and I'm out in the middle of the ocean. And I got my parachute's deployed, and I can't get back there. And so there's uncertainty. The G turns... because she's already thinking, like, how do I get this back on track? And do I do the second L... put the actual L where it's supposed to go. So then she false starts on the L and just kind of goes, yes, yay! Look, no one pay attention.
And to be fair, the video that's circulating is in 360p, which my grandfather's TV probably is still broadcasting in. So the audio might not be great.
Oh,
I'll give a little bit of benefit of the doubt, but the audio might not be great.
What a deep technology cut from gamer streamer Darius.
Yeah, 360p is very 2004, right, Darius?
I'm really hyper.
That might be 1990.
Really?
In the 90s somewhere.
I'm a 1080p guy.
Yeah. I'm really into the Eagles being spelled ELGS. Darius is like, 360p? What kind of press conference are we running here, Mayor? It's like, can we focus on the ELGS?
And Darius is like,
I'll get there in a second, but let's fix this 360i27p over here. Clary, you're up. This is not as easy as you think, by the way.
Huh. He's a great speller.
I'm good at spelling.
That's how he got his corporate job.
All right, let's see what word you've got in the spelling bee.
All right, the word Eagles, right?
No, you're going to get a different one.
Okay.
Clary's word is... oh, it is Eagles. I'm
it
sorry.
Is Eagles.
It
okay.
is Eagles.
Okay. I. G. L-E-S. Eagles.
I thought it was going to go G-O-F-F. Eagles.
J-A-R-E-D.
Where do you think Jared Goff is this week, by the way?
He's at home. He's getting ready for next year.
Next year, there's still games being played.
There are. There are games being played. And our Commanders are in it. They're in it.
We're in it. It's so funny to simultaneously that we're at home and we're still going. So you're going with Eagles?
Eagles. I-G-L-E-S.
Okay, that brings us to Ben. Nats, beanie, awesome Redskins jacket.
It's a good old
school
jacket.
His buddy gave him for $30. It looks like it's from 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And a good Commander's hoodie as well. Can you spell the word Eagles?
Well, I haven't graduated from the University of Maryland yet. Okay. I don't have my degree.
He's an undergrad, yep.
I don't know if I can spell it.
Can I say before you answer then?
Yeah.
I think we should all, like, nobody should be laughing if he doesn't get it right.
It's not his fault.
He's still in school.
He's a young person.
He's just a boy.
Yeah.
And he is a good little employee
of ours.
It's not
like he majored in professional team name spelling either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what's your major?
Broadcast journalism.
Right.
So, we don't learn about that.
Yeah, right.
Spelling stuff like Eagles is not in your purview.
We only fail assignments if we misspell proper nouns. So I'd actually would get a zero for the assignment at school if I made this mistake.
All right.
Oh,
so with that in mind.
Let's try.
Okay, here we go.
A Merrill F. Shout out to all the Merrill College people. I'm going to go LOSINGONSUNDAY. Eagles.
That is correct.
Bell didn't ring.
That is correct.
Bell didn't ring.
That is correct.
Bell didn't ring.
That is correct.
Longer than I would have thought.
Yeah, because you sound it out, you don't get all those letters.
Right. One more time, can I hear the mayor at the pep rally?
E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
That fourth letter is
That is so tough.
What letter in the alphabet is
There's a little silence on the back end, too, where people are kind of probably looking around like,
oh, no.
That's definitely a viral moment, right?
Yeah, we're going to see that again.
That's how I think about life now. In real time is like, oh my God, how many years am I going to be seeing this for? Like, last night, one of the funniest things ever happened. Did you guys see Ryan Day and the Ohio State players after the national championship game? In a golf cart, they hop in to be driven. And this happens in these stadiums, because if you're in the concourse, like the bowels of the stadium, you might have to be driven three-quarters of the way around the stadium or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll put you in like one of these gators or golf carts or whatever, and they'll drive you around. So they jumped in this golf cart, and this girl starts driving it and just smacks right into the wall. I tweeted a video if you want to see it at Grant H. Paulson. Did you see this?
I did.
I mean, she just, it was like Austin Powers in that scene where he goes back and
parallel
forth.
Parallel parking.
Just,
yeah.
And then she like panics. She can't get it to back up for some reason. It just is running to
a
wall.
It won't make the sound to back up.
Ryan Day's leg is like being pinched between a golf cart and a wall. It's the funniest thing in the world. But all I could think about is every time Ryan Day ever loses, any fourth down they don't get, anytime Michigan beats them or whatever.
It's your new had a bad day
like,
meme.
It's a meme now. Like, yeah. I would be so mad if I was him at this girl, because you've now made me a meme in perpetuity. And that's what I think of. If you're this mayor, this is your Howard Dean moment. We're going to Iowa. We're going to Texas. We're going to Louisiana. We're going to Virginia. Woo! Like, this is what you're known for, is ELSZGR. Are you going to the mall? Unreal, man. And obviously, she could probably spell Eagles.
I bet if she could give another chance, she could get it right.
But it just went sideways on that. That's a big moment. And that's hard to do.
LG. Yes.
Maybe she was talking about her cell phone. LG. She was just looking at a sign at a Verizon store across the way. Like, what could possibly have happened?
She was thinking ahead. Prematurely, that L jumping up early in that word for her really threw everything off. Because now you're off the bridge and you don't know how to get back. So she false started, stuttered, illegal formation, messed up the whole thing. That was tough.
I'm getting a lot of people chiming in here, getting some Instagram DMs at Grant H. Paulson as well. They're hearing a Z. They're hearing
you guys,
a Z.
No. No.
E-L-Z-S-V-S, Eagles!
Z.
I'm most upset that no one got my Billy Madison joke in the room, including Danny.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I tweeted the video and I said, C-O-U-R, are you going to the mall? And no, not one person in the studio got. I'm like, anyone know? Danny came back from the bathroom. I was like, okay, now I got someone.
Now I got someone to help me.
And Danny looked at me like I was an idiot. Are you going to the mall? Nothing, Billy.
Are you going? Is what I was asking you there.
Second grade spelling bee. He gets to go to third grade.
I'm the smartest man alive. I remember that part.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Our double play is next. At the top of the hour in 12 minutes, right at 4 o'clock, we're going to be giving away Caps tickets, and we've got a Beltway Blitz coming your way. 5 o'clock today, a little over an hour from now, Austin Eckler back on the show. He's been with us every Tuesday all season long, and he will continue to be with us until the end of the year, and this year's not ending. The Commanders keep on keeping on. That segment's awesome. It's presented by IT Cadre. It's an hour and 10 minutes away. And I'm excited to talk to Matthew Berry. I don't know that we've ever had him on the show. Longtime ESPN fantasy expert, now with NBC. You see him on Football Night in America. Matthew Berry, who's a huge Commanders fan and makes no bones about that on air. Very, very public supporter of the team. Swings by at 6. It is time, though, for our double play right now on Grant and Danny. Driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today.
So this is going to be a weird story, but I wonder if you've had anything like this. You had such a unique upbringing, GP, in terms of your sports access and everything like that, but this all happened within 48 hours or so, okay? Since the local 53 won their divisional round playoff game and are now playing in the, what's it called? The NFC Championship game this coming weekend, we had Joe Theismann on the show, right? Where it's like, if you had ever told me growing up that the former Notre Dame quarterback that was running around making plays for Super Bowl teams, and the guy that, you know, was part of my first traumatic experience as a young fan, where he was injured and like I didn't understand that that could happen, that someone couldn't play anymore, and everything else, would just be on the radio show that I host in DC. And this is just a normal thing. I got a LinkedIn friend request from a guy that was to me like a superhero when I was a young kid. This dude named Anwar McQueen, who went to St. Albans, was a basketball player, was all met, was an incredible dude, superstar player as far as I was concerned, just, you know, he was a good college player. He went to Cal, played for Todd Bozeman. He ended up losing his starting gig to some guy named Jason Kidd. So I would stay up late at night watching Cal games, and they had all sorts of guys that were really good players on their roster, a couple different guys that went on to play in the NBA. But, like, Anwar was a god to me as far as I was concerned, like, as a kid. And I got a friend request from him. He just, like, runs a business now, you know, like, is involved in basketball and stuff like that. These kinds of full circle moments where these dudes that were just so larger than life, beyond, I don't know how to describe it, like beyond like any circle I could ever be in, are now just people. Does that make sense? Like that, those kinds of moments, I try never to take it for granted. Like, again, Anwar's just a dad, a nice guy, was a great player in his day, and now he's like an adult like I am. You know, just boring, goes to work and goes home, and maybe does, you know, maybe plays golf on the weekends. I have no idea. But things like that have happened a couple times, and it, like these milestones of Washington winning in the way that they have for the first time in decades just sort of crystallized those kind of things to me. Not a great point, but it wowed me that like Anwar McQueen knows who I am. And that's nowhere near the celebrity to everyone else that, you know, a Joe Theismann of the world would be or whatever. But the fact that like he's like, oh, Danny went to St. Albans. Oh, he's in media. Like, I'll hit him up. Just incredible to me. That's all I got.
I like that. I don't know. No file on Anwar McQueen.
Right. It wouldn't have crossed your purview.
Is that Lightning's brother or uncle?
Good bit.
Thank you.
Quality bit.
Thank you. Yep. I had that one in the holster a little while.
As soon as I was done.
Dad joke flag went up about 2 minutes ago. I was just waiting for you to be done.
Basketball player ain't warm.
It is time for my double play. You're not going to believe this. Someone else grabbed me on LinkedIn as well very recently. It was Lightning McQueen.
It was Lightning McQueen.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I heard your show goes fast.
That's all I got. Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen bits.
Wants to be my friend.
Steve McQueen.
On Instagram, Lightning McQueen wants to be my friend. I just keep saying the same joke. I just thought I'd get better.
Did you hear the joke? Yeah. I said Lightning McQueen
try
is what
it.
I said.
Try to do it one more time. Let's see. All right. There it is. No. For your boys double play.
You want to win the Piston Cup? Is that what you're? No.
Lightning McQueen wants to be my friend on Twitter. All right. He just added me a second ago. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Danny, I'm a big action movie guy.
You are.
The worse the action movie, the better. Do you understand what I mean when I say that?
Of course
that?
I do, yeah.
Like, if Jason Statham's in it, we're in a good place. If Liam Neeson's in it, we're in a better place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for really awesome, kind of cheesy action movies. And January is my Super Bowl. Mid-February is your guy's Super Bowl. January is mine. Now, I've been too sick to go to the movie theater. I haven't felt right since, like, Wednesday last week or whatever it was. So, I'm behind now more than I'd like to be. I got sick people at the house. I'd feel bad with the wife having the flu and kids and everything if I just went and saw a movie. But I will tell you, Den of Thieves 2 is in theater. This is my time.
It's your wheelhouse.
Den of Thieves was a silly movie. I went back and rewatched it last week. I've probably seen it, like, 50 times now. But for those of you that don't remember, action flick where one of the low-ranking guys on the team of bad guys ends up being the one that pulls all the strings, you find out at the end. And the gist is that he works at a bar outside of the place that he's trying to rob, and then he moves to London. And we find out at the very end of the first movie, now instead of working across the street from one of the biggest banks in America, he's working across the street from the Diamond Exchange in London. And he's like, "You work over at the Diamond Place, yeah?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, you know it." And he's like, "First drink's on me." And you're like, "Oh my God, we're doing it again.
We're doing it again.
In a different country."
Mm-hmm.
And the again is right now, in 2025, the year of our Lord. The movie's in theaters. The other movie that's hitting the theater this week, it comes out, I think, Thursday, in 2 days. Flight Risk. Mark Wahlberg. He is a bad guy who's being transported in a plane, and all of a sudden, we need the bad guy to help us.
So it's Topher Grace. By the way, Topher Grace, hey, buddy.
Topher
Grace is in the movie. Michelle Dockery, if you are a fan, which I am, of Downton Abbey, She plays Lady Mary.
And who's she?
She's had a bit of a career. She's the lady in the movie. She was in Godless on Netflix.
Brunette?
Yeah. Very, very British. But I don't think she's British in this movie.
A good actress?
I think she's fantastic.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, as an actress.
I think she's one of the better actresses I've seen in
the very good at acting.
Yeah.
And then Mark Wahlberg, like, doesn't have hair. He's like, they've given away the entire movie in the trailer, which that's a Paulson specialty. If they do you're in.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
If you give me the whole movie so that I can just, like, quote the thing as we go,
yeah,
the first viewing, even better.
So, like, he walks into the plane. He's like, okay, guys, ready to fly? We're going to go somewhere, okay?
But here's what you don't understand.
Yeah.
There's twists. There's turns.
Well, there's turns. But so Topher Grace is, like, sitting there in the back, and he looks at, it's like a taxi cab where the pilot's license is right behind the chair. And it's not Mark Wahlberg.
I'm going to say something you don't like, by the way. We should have done better than Topher Grace. I needed somebody else there in that role. You okay with me saying that?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. I just think you're a Topher Grace guy. You wouldn't want me to run him down.
No, it's not even that. There was a Topher Grace time on The Ascent. We're not there now.
That's that 70s show.
Yeah, so he's doing that 70s show. He was in Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man,
which is by far the worst Spider-Man. He stunk so
bad. That's the one where, like, what's the guy that Ryan likes?
Tobey Maguire. Yeah,
he like is wearing all black, like he's Johnny Cash, and he dances around for 9 minutes to emo music.
The most laughable, embarrassing movie that has ever been made.
And that scene, by the way, you know which one I'm
of
talking about?
I
where
do.
He's like just dancing around.
Where they're like, let's have a montage here.
Broodingly.
You want to do a dancing montage?
Ugh, what a bad movie.
Eating the cookies.
Thank God for the new reboot of the Spider-Mans with Zendaya.
Yeah, so...
And Tom Holland.
Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, 77 million feet of rock and fossil.
Right.
Whatever Tobey Maguire was doing.
I'll do you this. Tom Holland.
Yep.
I'm going to give you 500 yards.
Okay.
Andrew Garfield,
mm-hmm.
500 yards. And then go through that pipe of stuff AMD Dufresne did. All the way until you get back into his prison
yards.
Cell. And then that's when you're going to find Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
In the middle of that tunnel.
Right. I think it's on the... It's like just past the poster of the chick back in the cell.
Yeah, he's in there with Rita Hayworth right now.
Exactly. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's give away Caps tickets, give you a blitz. Next on G&D.